Job chapter 31. Job, to defend himself from the unjust judgments of his friends, gives a sincere account of his own virtues. 31:1. I made a covenant with my eyes, that I would not so much as think upon a virgin. 31:2. For what part should God from above have in me, and what inheritance the Almighty from on high? 31:3. Is not destruction to the wicked, and aversion to them that work iniquity? 31:4. Doth not he consider my ways, and number all my steps? 31:5. If I have walked in vanity, and my foot hath made haste to deceit. 31:6. Let him weigh me in a just balance, and let God know my simplicity. 31:7. If my step hath turned out of the way, and if my heart hath followed my eyes, and if a spot hath cleaved to my hands. 31:8. Then let me sow and let another reap. And let my offspring be rooted out. 31:9. If my heart hath been deceived upon a woman, and if I have laid wait at my friend's door. 31:10. Let my wife be the harlot of another, and let other men lie with her. 31:11. For this is a heinous crime, and a most grievous iniquity. 31:12. It is a fire that devoureth even to destruction, and rooteth up all things that spring. 31:13. If I have despised to abide judgment with my manservant, or my maidservant, when they had any controversy against me. 31:14. For what shall I do when God shall rise to judge? And when he shall examine, what shall I answer him? 31:15. Did not he that made me in the womb make him also? And did not one and the same form me in the womb? 31:16. If I have denied to the poor what they desired, and have made the eyes of the widow wait. 31:17. If I have eaten my morsel alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof. 31:18. For from my infancy mercy grew up with me, and it came out with me from my mother's womb. 31:19. If I have despised him that was perishing for want of clothing, and the poor man that had no covering. 31:20. If his sides have not blessed me, and if he were not warm with the fleece of my sheep. 31:21. If I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, even when I saw myself superior in the gate. 31:22. Let my shoulder fall from its joint, and let my arm with its bones be broken. 31:23. For I have always feared God as waves swelling over me, and his weight I was unable to bear. 31:24. If I have thought gold my strength, and have said to fine gold, my confidence. 31:25. If I have rejoiced over my great riches, and because my hand had gotten much. 31:26. If I beheld the sun when it shined and the moon going in brightness. If I beheld the sun, etc. If I behold the sun and moon with admiration, knowing them to be created and governed by the power of God, I call on my adversaries to produce anything against me, whereby I could be charged with worshipping the sun or moon. 31:27. And my heart in secret hath rejoiced, and I have kissed my hand with my mouth. 31:28. Which is a very great iniquity, and a denial against the Most High God. 31:29. If I have been glad at the downfall of him that hated me, and have rejoiced that evil had found him. 31:30. For I have not given my mouth to sin, by wishing a curse to his soul. 31:31. If the men of my tabernacle have not said, who will give us of his flesh that we may be filled? 31:32. The stranger did not stay without, my door was open to the traveler. 31:33. If as a man I have hid my sin, and have concealed my iniquity in my bosom. 31:34. If I have been afraid at a very great multitude, and the contempt of kinsmen hath terrified me, and have not rather held my peace, and not gone out of the door. 31:35. Who would grant me a hearing, that the Almighty may hear my desire, and that he himself that judgeth would write a book? 31:36. That I may carry it on my shoulder, and put it about me as a crown. 31:37. At every step of mine I would pronounce it, and offer it as to a prince. 31:38. If my land cry against me, and with it the furrows thereof mourn. 31:39. If I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, and have afflicted the son of the tillers thereof. 31:40. Let thistles grow up to me instead of wheat, and thorns instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. Job chapter 32. Elihu is angry with Job and his friends. He boasts of himself. 32:1. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he seemed just to himself. 32:2. And Elihu the son of Barakel the Bite of the kindred of Ram, was angry and was moved to indignation. Now he was angry against Job, because he said he was just before God. 32:3. And he was angry with his friends, because they had not found the reasonable answer, but only had condemned Job. 32:4. So Elihu waited while Job was speaking because they were his elders that were speaking. 32:5. But when he saw that the three were not able to answer, he was exceedingly angry. 32:6. Then Elihu the son of Barakel the Bite answered, and said, I am younger in days, and you are more ancient, therefore hanging down my head, I was afraid to shew you my opinion. 32:7. For I hoped that greater age would speak, and that a multitude of years would teach wisdom. 32:8. But, as I see, there is a spirit in men, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth understanding. 32:9. They that are aged are not the wise men, neither do the ancients understand judgment. 32:10. Therefore I will speak. Hearken to me, I also will shew you my wisdom. 32:11. For I have waited for your words, I have given ear to your wisdom, as long as you were disputing in words. 32:12. And as long as I thought you said something, I considered. But, as I see, there is none of you that can convince Job, and answer his words. 32:13. Lest you should say, we have found wisdom, God hath cast him down, not man. 32:14. He hath spoken nothing to me, and I will not answer him according to your words. 32:15. They were afraid, and answered no more, and they left off speaking. 32:16. Therefore because I have waited, and they have not spoken, they stood, and answered no more. 32:17. I also will answer my part, and will shew my knowledge. 32:18. For I am full of matter to speak of, and the spirit of my bowels straighteneth me. 32:19. Behold, my belly is as new wine which wanketh vent, which bursteth the new vessels. 32:20. I will speak and take breath a little. I will open my lips, and will answer. 32:21. I will not accept the person of man, and I will not level God with man. I will not level God with man. Here Elihu considers that Job hath put himself on a level with God, by the manner he assumed to justify his own life in speaking to God as if he spoke to an equal. Elihu expresses in the following verse 22 his fear of punishment hereafter for such an attempt. 32:22. For I know not how long I shall continue, and whether after a while my Maker may take me away. Job chapter 33. Elihu blames Job for asserting his own innocence. 33:1. Hear therefore, O Job, my speeches, and hearken to all my words. 33:2. Behold now I have opened my mouth, let my tongue speak within my jaws. 33:3. My words are from my upright heart, and my lips shall speak a pure sentence. 33:4. The Spirit of God made me, and the breath of the Almighty gave me life. 33:5. If thou canst, answer me, and stand up against my face. 33:6. Behold God hath made me as well as thee, and of the same clay I also was formed. 33:7. But yet let not my wonder terrify thee, and let not my eloquence be burdensome to thee. 33:8. Now thou hast said in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy words. 33:9. I am clean, and without sin. I am unspotted, and there is no iniquity in me. 33:10. Because he hath found complaints against me, therefore he hath counted me for his enemy. 33:11. He hath put my feet in the stocks, he hath observed all my paths. 33:12. Now this is the thing in which thou art not justified. I will answer thee, that God is greater than man. 33:13. Dost thou strive against him, because he hath not answered thee to all words? 33:14. God speaketh once, and repeateth not the selfsame thing the second time. 33:15. By a dream in a vision by night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and they are sleeping in their beds. 33:16. Then he openeth the ears of men, and teaching instructeth them in what they are to learn. 33:17. that he may withdraw a man from the things he is doing, and may deliver him from pride. 33:18. Rescuing his soul from corruption, and his life from passing to the sword. 33:19. He rebuketh also by sorrow in the bed, and he maketh all his bones to wither. 33:20. Bread becometh abominable to him in his life, and to his soul the meat which before he desired. 33:21. His flesh shall be consumed away, and his bones that were covered shall be made bare. 33:22. His soul hath drawn near to corruption, and his life to the destroyers. 33:23. If there shall be an angel speaking for him, one among thousands, to declare man's uprightness. 33:24. He shall have mercy on him, and shall say, deliver him, that he may not go down to corruption. I have found wherein I may be merciful to him. 33:25. His flesh is consumed with punishments, let him return to the days of his youth. 33:26. He shall pray to God, and he will be gracious to him. And he shall see his face with joy, and he will render to man his justice. 33:27. He shall look upon men, and shall say, I have sinned, and indeed I have offended, and I have not received what I have deserved. 33:28. He hath delivered his soul from going into destruction, that it may live and see the light. 33:29. Behold, all these things God worketh three times within every one. 33:30. That he may withdraw their souls from corruption, and enlighten them with the light of the living. 33:31. Attend, Job, and hearken to me, and hold thy peace, whilst I speak. 33:32. But if thou hast anything to say, answer me, speak. For I would have thee to appear just. 33:33. And if thou have not, hear me. Hold thy peace, and I will teach thee wisdom. Job chapter 34. Elihu charges Job with blasphemy, and sets forth the power and justice of God. 34:1. And Elihu continued his discourse, and said, 34:2. Hear ye, wise men, my words, and ye learned, hearken to me. 34:3. For the ear trieth words, and the mouth discerneth meats by the taste. 34:4. Let us choose to us judgment, and let us see among ourselves what is the best. 34:5. For Job hath said, I am just, and God hath overthrown my judgment. 34:6. For in judging me there is a lie. My arrow is violent without any sin. 34:7. What man is there like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water? 34:8. Who goeth in company with them that work iniquity, and walketh with wicked men? 34:9. For he hath said, man shall not please God, although he run with him. 34:10. Therefore, ye men of understanding, hear me. Far from God be wickedness, and iniquity from the Almighty. 34:11. For he will render to a man his work, and according to the ways of every one he will reward them. 34:12. For in very deed God will not condemn without cause, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. 34:13. What other hath he appointed over the earth? Or whom hath he set over the world which he made? 34:14. If he turn his heart to him, he shall draw his spirit and breath unto himself. 34:15. All flesh shall perish together, and man shall return into ashes. 34:16. If then thou hast understanding, hear what is said, and hearken to the voice of my words. 34:17. Can he be healed that loveth not judgment? And how dost thou so far condemn him that is just? 34:18. Who saith to the king, thou art an apostate, who calleth rulers ungodly? 34:19. Who accepteth not the persons of princes, nor hath regarded the tyrant, when he contended against the poor man? For all are the work of his hands. 34:20. They shall suddenly die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight, and they shall pass, and take away the violent without hand. 34:21. For his eyes are upon the ways of men, and he considereth all their steps. 34:22. There is no darkness, and there is no shadow of death, where they may be hid who work iniquity. 34:23. For it is no longer in the power of man to enter into judgment with God. 34:24. He shall break in pieces many and innumerable, and shall make others to stand in their stead. 34:25. For he knoweth their works, and therefore he shall bring night on them, and they shall be destroyed. 34:26. He hath struck them, as being wicked, in open sight. 34:27. Who as it were on purpose have revolted from him, and would not understand all his ways. 34:28. So that they caused the cry of the needy to come to him, and he heard the voice of the poor. 34:29. For when he granteth peace, who is there that can condemn? When he hideth his countenance, who is there that can behold him, whether it regard nations, or all men? 34:30. Who maketh a man that is a hypocrite to reign for the sins of the people? 34:31. Seeing then I have spoken of God, I will not hinder thee in thy turn. 34:32. If I have erred, teach thou me. If I have spoken iniquity, I will add no more. 34:33. Doth God require it of thee, because it hath displeased thee? For thou beginnest to speak, and not I. But if thou know anything better, speak. 34:34. Let men of understanding speak to me, and let a wise man hearken to me. 34:35. But Job hath spoken foolishly, and his words sound not discipline. 34:36. My father, let Job be tried even to the end. Cease not from the man of iniquity. 34:37. Because he addeth blasphemy upon his sins, let him be tied fast in the meantime amongst us. And then let him provoke God to judgment with his speeches. Job chapter 35. Elihu declares that the good or evil done by man cannot reach God. 35:1. Moreover Elihu spoke these words. 35:2. Doth thy thought seem right to thee, that thou shouldst say, I am more just than God? 35:3. For thou saidst, that which is right doth not please thee. Or what will it profit thee if I sin? 35:4. Therefore I will answer thy words, and thy friends with thee. 35:5. Look up to heaven and see, and behold the sky, that it is higher than thee. 35:6. If thou sin, what shalt thou hurt him? And if thy iniquities be multiplied, what shalt thou do against him? 35:7. And if thou do justly, what shalt thou give him, or what shall he receive of thy hand? 35:8. Thy wickedness may hurt a man that is like thee, and thy justice may help the son of man. 35:9. By reason of the multitude of oppressors they shall cry out, and shall wail for the violence of the arm of tyrants. 35:10. And he hath not said, Where is God, who made me, who hath given songs in the night? 35:11. Who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and instructeth us more than the fowls of the air? 35:12. There shall they cry, and he will not hear, because of the pride of evil men. 35:13. God therefore will not hear in vain, and the Almighty will look into the causes of everyone. 35:14. Yea, when thou shalt say, He considereth not, be judged before him, and expect him. 35:15. For he doth not now bring on his fury, neither doth he revenge wickedness exceedingly. 35:16. Therefore Job openeth his mouth in vain, and multiplieth words without knowledge. Job chapter 36. Elihu proceeds in setting forth the justice and power of God. 36:1. Elihu also proceeded, and said, 36:2. Suffer me a little, and I will shew thee. For I have yet somewhat to speak in God's behalf. 36:3. I will repeat my knowledge from the beginning, and I will prove my maker just. 36:4. For indeed my words are without lie, and perfect knowledge shall be proved to thee. 36:5. God doth not cast away the mighty, whereas he himself also is mighty. 36:6. But he saveth not the wicked, and he giveth judgment to the poor. 36:7. He will not take away his eyes from the just, and he placeth kings on the throne forever, and they are exalted. 36:8. And if they shall be in chains, and be bound with the cords of poverty. 36:9. He shall shew them their works, and their wicked deeds, because they have been violent. 36:10. He also shall open their ear, to correct them, and shall speak, that they may return from iniquity. 36:11. If they shall hear and observe, they shall accomplish their days in good, and their years in glory. 36:12. But if they hear not, they shall pass by the sword, and shall be consumed in folly. 36:13. Dissemblers and crafty men prove the wrath of God, neither shall they cry when they are bound. 36:14. Their soul shall die in a storm, and their life among the effeminate. 36:15. He shall deliver the poor out of his distress, and shall open his ear in affliction. 36:16. Therefore he shall set thee at large out of the narrow mouth, and which hath no foundation under it, and the rest of thy table shall be full of fatness. Out of the narrow mouth, that is, out of hell, whose entrance is narrow, and its depth bottomless, but figuratively meant here, that is, from his miseries and calamity to be restored to his former state of happiness. 36:17. Thy cause hath been judged as that of the wicked, causing judgment thou shalt recover. 36:18. Therefore let not anger overcome thee to oppress any man, neither let multitude of gifts turn thee aside. 36:19. Lay down thy greatness without tribulation, and all the mighty of strength. 36:20. Prolong not the night that people may come up for them. 36:21. Beware thou turn not aside to iniquity. For this thou hast begun to follow after misery. For this thou hast begun to follow after misery. Elihu charges Job, that notwithstanding his misery, he does not fear God as he ought, but in his judgment, falls into iniquity. 36:22. Behold, God is high in his strength, and none is like him among the lawgivers. 36:23. Who can search out his ways? Or who can say to him, Thou hast wrought iniquity? 36:24. Remember that thou knowest not his work, concerning which men have sung. 36:25. All men see him, every one beholdeth afar off. 36:26. Behold, God is great, exceeding our knowledge. The number of his years is inestimable. 36:27. He lifteth up the drops of rain, and poureth out showers like floods. 36:28. Which flow from the clouds that cover all above. 36:29. If he will spread out clouds as his tent. 36:30. And lighten with his light from above, he shall cover also the ends of the sea. 36:31. For by these he judgeth people, and giveth food to many mortals. 36:32. In his hands he hideth the light, and commandeth it to come again. 36:33. He sheweth his friend concerning it, that it is his possession, and that he may come up to it. Job chapter 37. Elihu goes on in his discourse, shewing God's wisdom and power, by his wonderful works. 37:1. At this my heart trembleth, and is moved out of its place. 37:2. Hear ye attentively the terror of his voice, and the sound that cometh out of his mouth. 37:3. He beholdeth under all the heavens, and his light is upon the ends of the earth. 37:4. After it a noise shall roar, he shall thunder with the voice of his majesty, and shall not be found out, when his voice shall be heard. 37:5. God shall thunder wonderfully with his voice, he that doth great and unsearchable things. 37:6. He commandeth the snow to go down upon the earth, and the winter rain, and the shower of his strength. 37:7. He sealeth up the hand of all men, that every one may know his works. He sealeth up, etc. When he sends those showers of his strength, that is, those storms of rain, he seals up, that is, he shuts up the hands of men from their usual works abroad, and confines them within doors, to consider his works, or to forecast their works, that is, what they themselves are to do. 37:8. Then the beast shall go into his covert, and shall abide in his den. 37:9. Out of the inner parts shall a tempest come, and cold out of the north. 37:10. When God bloweth there cometh frost, and again the waters are poured out abundantly. 37:11. Corn desireth clouds, and the clouds spread their light. 37:12. Which go round about, whithersoever the will of him that governeth them shall lead them, to whatsoever he shall command them upon the face of the whole earth. 37:13. Whether in one tribe, or in his own land, or in what place soever of his mercy he shall command them to be found. 37:14. Hearken to these things, Job. Stand, and consider the wondrous works of God. 37:15. Dost thou know when God commanded the rains, to shew his light of his clouds? 37:16. Knowest thou the great paths of the clouds, and the perfect knowledges? 37:17. Are not thy garments hot, when the south wind blows upon the earth? 37:18. Thou perhaps hast made the heavens with him, which are most strong, as if they were of molten brass. 37:19. Shew us what we may say to him, or we are wrapped up in darkness. 37:20. Who shall tell him the things I speak? Even if a man shall speak, he shall be swallowed up. He shall be swallowed up. All that man can say when he speaks of God is so little and inconsiderable in comparison with the subject, that man is lost, and as it were swallowed up in so immense an ocean. 37:21. But now they see not the light. The air on a sudden shall be thickened into clouds, and the wind shall pass and drive them away. 37:22. Cold cometh out of the north, and to God prays with fear. 37:23. We cannot find him worthily. He is great in strength, and in judgment, and in justice, and he is ineffable. 37:24. Therefore men shall fear him, and all that seem to themselves to be wise, shall not dare to behold him. Job chapter 38. God interposes and shews from the things he hath made, that man cannot comprehend his power and wisdom. 38:1. Then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind, and said, The Lord, that is, an angel speaking in the name of the Lord. 38:2. Who is this that wrappeth up sentences in unskillful words? 38:3. Gird up thy loins like a man. I will ask thee, and answer thou me. 38:4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if thou hast understanding. 38:5. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? 38:6. Upon what are its bases grounded? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? 38:7. When the morning stars praised me together, and all the sons of God made a joyful melody. 38:8. Who shut up the sea with doors, when it broke forth as issuing out of the womb? 38:9. When I made a cloud the garment thereof, and wrapped it in a mist as in swaddling bands. 38:10. I set my bounds around it, and made it bars and doors. 38:11. And I said, Hitherto thou shalt come, and shalt go no further, and here thou shalt break thy swelling waves. 38:12. Didst thou since thy birth command the morning, and shew the dawning of the day its place? 38:13. And didst thou hold the extremities of the earth shaking them, and hast thou shaken the ungodly out of it? 38:14. The seal shall be restored as clay, and shall stand as a garment. 38:15. From the wicked their light shall be taken away, and the high arm shall be broken. 38:16. Hast thou entered into the depths of the sea, and walked in the lowest parts of the deep? 38:17. Have the gates of death been opened to thee, and hast thou seen the darksome doors? 38:18. Hast thou considered the breadth of the earth? Tell me, if thou knowest all things. 38:19. Where is the way where light dwelleth, and where is the place of darkness? 38:20. That thou mayest bring everything to its own bounds, and understand the paths of the house thereof. 38:21. Didst thou know then that thou shouldst be born? And didst thou know the number of thy days? 38:22. Hast thou entered into the storehouses of the snow, or hast thou beheld the treasures of the hail? 38:23. Which I have prepared for the time of the enemy, against the day of battle and war. 38:24. By what way is the light spread, and heat divided upon the earth? 38:25. Who gave a course to violent showers, or a way for noisy thunder? 38:26. That it should rain on the earth without man in the wilderness, where no mortal dwelleth. 38:27. That it should fill the desert and desolate land, and should bring forth green grass. 38:28. Who is the father of rain, or who begot the drops of dew? 38:29. Out of whose womb came the ice, and the frost from heaven who hath gendered it? 38:30. The waters are hardened like a stone, and the surface of the deep is congealed. 38:31. Shalt thou be able to join together the shining stars the Pleiades, or canst thou stop the turning about of Arcturus? Pleiades, Hebrew, Sima, the cluster of seven stars in the constellation Taurus or the Bull. Arcturus, a bright star in the constellation Boots. The Hebrew name Cecil is variously interpreted. By some, Orion. By others, the Great Bear is understood. 38:32. Canst thou bring forth the day star in its time, and make the evening star to rise upon the children of the earth. 38:33. Dost thou know the order of heaven, and canst thou set down the reason thereof on the earth? 38:34. Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that an abundance of waters may cover thee? 38:35. Canst thou send lightnings, and will they go, and will they return and say to thee, Here we are? 38:36. Who hath put wisdom in the heart of man? Or who gave the cock understanding? Understanding, that instinct by which he distinguishes the times of crowing in the night. 38:37. Who can declare the order of the heavens, or who can make the harmony of heaven to sleep? 38:38. When was the dust poured on the earth, and the clouds fastened together? 38:39. Wilt thou take the prey for the lioness, and satisfy the appetite of her whelps? 38:40. When they couch in the dens and lie in wait in holes? 38:41. Who provideth food for the raven, when her young ones cry to God, wandering about, because they have no meat? Job chapter 39. The wonders of the power and providence of God in many of his creatures. 39:1. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats spring forth among the rocks, or hast thou observed the hinds when they fawn? 39:2. Hast thou numbered the months of their conceiving, or knowest thou the time when they bring forth? 39:3. They bow themselves to bring forth young, and they cast them, and send forth roarings. 39:4. Their young are weaned and go to feed. They go forth, and return not to them. 39:5. Who hath sent out the wild ass free, and who hath loosed his bonds? 39:6. To whom I have given a house in the wilderness, and his dwellings in the barren land. 39:7. He scorneth the multitude of the city, he heareth not the cry of the driver. 39:8. He looketh round about the mountains of his pasture, and seeketh for every green thing. 39:9. Shall the rhinoceros be willing to serve thee, or will he stay at thy crib? 39:10. Canst thou bind the rhinoceros with thy thong to plow, or will he break the clods of the valleys after thee? 39:11. Wilt thou have confidence in his great strength, and leave thy labors to him? 39:12. Wilt thou trust him that he will render thee the seed, and gather it into thy barn floor? 39:13. The wing of the ostrich is like the wings of the heron, and of the hawk. 39:14. When she leaveth her eggs on the earth, thou perhaps wilt warm them in the dust. 39:15. She forgetteth that the foot may tread upon them, or that the beasts of the field may break them. 39:16. She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. She hath labored in vain, no fear constraining her. 39:17. For God hath deprived her of wisdom, neither hath he given her understanding. 39:18. When time shall be, she setteth up her wings on high. She scorneth the horse and his rider. 39:19. Wilt thou give strength to the horse, or clothe his neck with neighing? 39:20. Wilt thou lift him up like the locusts? The glory of his nostrils is terror. 39:21. He breaketh up the earth with his hoof, he pranceth boldly, he goeth forward to meet armed men. 39:22. He despiseth fear, he turneth not his back to the sword. 39:23. Above him shall the quiver rattle, the spear and shield shall glitter. 39:24. Chasing and raging he swalloweth the ground, neither doth he make account when the noise of the trumpet soundeth. 39:25. When he heareth the trumpet he saith, Ha, ha. He smelleth the battle afar off, the encouraging of the captains, and the shouting of the army. 39:26. Doth the hawk wax feathered by thy wisdom, spreading her wings to the south? 39:27. Will the eagle mount up at thy command, and make her nest in high places? 39:28. She abideth among the rocks, and dwelleth among cracked flints, and stony hills, where there is no access. 39:29. From thence she looketh forth the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. 39:30. Her young ones shall suck up loud, and wheresoever the carcass shall be, she is immediately there. 39:31. And the Lord went on, and said to Job. 39:32. Shall he that contendeth with God be so easily silenced? Surely he that reproveth God ought to answer him. 39:33. Then Job answered the Lord, and said. 39:34. What can I answer, who hath spoken inconsiderately? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Spoken inconsiderately, if we discuss all Job's words, saith Street, Gregory, we shall find nothing impiously spoken, as may be gathered from the words of the Lord himself, chap. 42, verse 7, 8. But what was reprehensible in him, was the manner of expressing himself at times, speaking too much of his own affliction, and too little of God's goodness towards him, which here he acknowledges as inconsiderate. 39:35. One thing I have spoken, which I wish I had not said, and another, to which I will add no more. Job chapter 40. Above the power of God in the behemoth and the leviathan. 40:1. And the Lord answering Job out of the whirlwind, said, 40:2. Gird up thy loins like a man. I will ask thee, and do thou tell me. 40:3. Wilt thou make void my judgment, and condemn me, that thou mayest be justified? 40:4. And hast thou an arm like God, and canst thou thunder with a voice like him? 40:5. Clothe thyself with beauty, and set thyself up on high, and be glorious, and put on goodly garments. 40:6. Scatter the proud and high indignation, and behold every arrogant man, and humble him. 40:7. Look on all that are proud, and confound them, and crush the wicked in their place. 40:8. Hide them in the dust together, and plunge their faces into the pit. 40:9. Then I will confess that thy right hand is able to save thee. 40:10. Behold Behemoth whom I made with thee, he eateth grass like an ox. Behemoth. In Hebrew, behema, which signifies in general an animal. But many authors explain that here it is put for the elephant. 40:11. His strength is in his loins, and his force in the navel of his belly. 40:12. He setteth up his tail like a cedar, the sinews of his testicles are wrapped together. 40:13. His bones are like pipes of brass, his crystal like plates of iron. 40:14. He is the beginning of the ways of God, who made him. He will apply his sword. He will apply his sword. This text is variously explained. Some explain the sword, the horn given to the animal for his defense. Others, the power that God hath given to the animal for his defense. Others, the power that God hath given to man to slay him, notwithstanding his great size and strength. 40:15. To him the mountains bring forth grass. There all the beasts of the field shall play. 40:16. He sleepeth under the shadow, in the covert of the reed, and in moist places. 40:17. The shades cover his shadow, the willows of the brook shall compass him about. 40:18. Behold, he will drink up a river, and not wander, and he trusteth that the Jordan may run into his mouth. 40:19. In his eyes as with a hook he shall take him, and bore through his nostrils with stakes. 40:20. Canst thou draw out the leviathan with a hook, or canst thou tie his tongue with a cord? Leviathan. The whale or subsea monster. 40:21. Canst thou put a ring in his nose, or bore through his jaw with a buckle? 40:22. Will he make many supplications to thee, or speak soft words to thee? 40:23. Will he make a covenant with thee, and wilt thou take him to be a servant forever? 40:24. Shalt thou play with him as with a bird, or tie him up for thy handmaids? 40:25. Shall friends cut him in pieces? Shall merchants divide him? 40:26. Wilt thou fill nets with his skin, and the cabins of fishes with his head? 40:27. Lay thy hand upon him. Remember the battle, and speak no more. 40:28. Behold his hope shall fail him, and in the sight of all he shall be cast down.